So that brings us to some football stuff here. Jordan Renan, I saw him tweet a little while ago, BT, that Malik Nabers apparently went down with a shoulder injury at Giants training camp. He went to the, this is from Renan's tweet, Nabers went into the Giants field house with the head trainer, Ronnie Barnes, then came outside, gave Dable the update. Nabers did not return to practice. He appears done for the day. So I don't know how significant this is, but it appears Nabers suffered a little bit of a shoulder issue today at training camp.
Yeah, and I know Connor Hughes is out there as well, and Connor tweeted, I guess he had a couple of issues. One is the shoulder, and Connor also had Nabers banged up during team drills at Giants practice, down for a moment, then he walked off himself dealing with a toe injury. We'll see if he comes back. And then a later separate tweet from Connor is he did not mention shoulder, but it said he was taken back to the locker room with trainers, got banged up during team drill. So either Connor thought it was a toe and it was the shoulder, which is possible. There's a lot of bodies out there, or the toe's a little bit jacked up and the shoulder. To what extent, nobody knows, but this is the... I got to tell you.
I should say Hoff told me it was a shoulder from other stuff that he saw. And the Jordan Renan, he did not mention shoulder. So I just don't know.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Well, so we're piecing this together. Yeah, yeah. Bottom line is it's not great when your superstar receiver, you know, has to leave a drill. Doesn't seem like it's season altering, but, you know, I don't know. And hopefully it's not. But this is the worst part of being a football fan.
Training camp?
It's not even August 1st. And what guy, for a second day with Justin Fields, now he's okay, and I'm not saying Justin Fields is Aaron Rodgers when Aaron was 25 years of age, but he's the quarterback for the season.
Starting quarterback. Starting quarterback, yeah, it's a problem.
It's tough, man. There's so many injuries, and, you know, the Achilles, and the knees, and the patellas, and the other ligaments, and tendons, and shoulders, and wrists. These guys, they deserve every penny.
And that's the bottom line. Right, they should have a team contract.
Yeah.
And the only thing for me from camp, like, I can't get into, we discussed this yesterday, I can't get into the, oh, he threw an interception, oh, he was 7-for-7 on team drills, like, I don't care. Oh, he led the team in the 2-minute drill down the field and scored a touchdown. I don't care. Jackson Dart, Justin Fields, doesn't matter. I want to see them do it in real game time. The only thing for me from camp that is of any relevancy is health. So, yeah, when you hear the Justin Fields thing, it's a scare because that's your starting quarterback. He goes down, you're screwed right out of the gate.
Yep.
If it's Malik Nabers and you imagine him, whatever, even if it's not worst-case scenario, but he's banged up and misses a few weeks in the beginning of the year, that's a problem for the Giants. So, as it would be with other teams with their, you know, premier players. So, health is the most important thing for me from training camp. That's the only thing I want to hear about. The only thing I care about is the health of these players.
Yeah, the stats to me are completely insignificant, but the one thing, I do put a lot of emphasis on this. Now, it doesn't apply to every team to every season, but like, and more so for the Jets because it's Aaron Glenn's first year, but I think it was Kay Adams. Somebody was out of Jets camp. She might even be there again today. I don't know. But she was out there yesterday, I believe, and she said there's a lot of juice. And others have said that too.
Yeah.
That there's detectable, like palpable juice with the Giants, and it didn't quite feel that way. So, you know, I not that it translates to wins, but if there's spirit, if there's energy, that's a good sign. Again, the stats mean nothing. And then from the Jets' perspective, you know, the fact that they're hitting. I mean, they were going through some old school drills yesterday, and then Aaron Glenn talked about that. He's like, we've got to learn to tackle. We've got to make these players uncomfortable. He's brought the referees back. We talked about that yesterday.
Love it.
So, like, those things I could extrapolate from a training camp practice much more than stats. But the injuries are number one.
100%. Love to hear that. Also, the counter would be, and I said this yesterday, it sounds great. Now we actually got to see it go out there and have them execute in games. And, by the way, it doesn't mean that they have to win all these games. Like, this is how pathetic we are in New York football. I just want to see some competitive football games for the first few months of the season. Is that too much to ask?
No. This year, I don't think it is, actually. Like, I think last year it was. don't think this year.
With both teams, it was, you know, too much to ask.
That's what I'm saying.
With both teams, they should at the very least be competitive, right? You think Russell Wilson, I don't love him, but can the Giants at least move the football? It shouldn't seem like an impossibility to score a touchdown. Those things happen. When you watch football games outside of New York, teams score points. Teams score touchdowns. The Jets and Giants have not done their share in scoring touchdowns in recent years. So I'd like to just see some competitive football where each team actually has a chance to win a game or two in the first few months.
I mean, I agree. We're all waiting for this. I'm excited for the season. It's so long away, or so far away. I think the Steelers game to me is a winnable game. I mean, Steelers, I've got great respect for their franchise. You know, their roster's okay. You know, Mike Tomlin's been under fire. Aaron Rodgers is 41. Getting his ass, honestly. Yeah. Chase him around the field. Have him from, you know, tackle him from behind. And really, you know, make him show his age.
Look, dude, I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. I think Rodgers is going to get some payback.
The hell out of here. Not against us. He's not. I think the Jets are going to smoke him. He's an old man.
I think Rodgers is going to get some payback week one. Man, that is going to be, talk about the storylines. Week one, right out of the gate.
Either way, the storyline's there. Because if he lights up the Jets, that's one thing. If he plays poorly, now the Aaron Glenn era is off to a good start. The other thing, too, quickly about, he very well might throw a couple touchdowns. I don't know. Although I do think it's only a 3-point spread. So Vegas is saying the Jets have a pretty good chance
Steelers
to win this game.
Steelers favored by three.
Steelers laying three on the road. Okay. So it's really Steelers by 5.5, whatever. On a neutral site or in Pittsburgh. I love the fact, again, this is just early training camp stuff, but we all love football. The early signs, hey, Sauce Gardner, you are, wherever their best receiver is, you're traveling.
Yeah.
You're following.
Good, and let's see what
about
he can
time.
Do. Let's see what he can actually do this year. You're right, it's the best way they should use him. That's how the top paid corner should be used. Mm-hmm. You're not playing one side of the field. Let's go, big boy. Yep. Get on their best
and
guy.
And he wanted to in his defense.
Okay, good. Now let's see him shut him down. I don't even see the interception numbers.
Yeah.
I could do it without the dropped interceptions that you should catch that mm-hmm. I can catch.
Yeah, what against Dallas? Yeah. It would have been a pick six 2 years ago.
The one against Minnesota in London was a disaster.
Yep, yep.
Set the thing off the wrong way. But yeah, let's see. So I can't wait. That's a huge storyline as well. Seeing if he can live up to the expectations for once. All right. We'll get back to the football stuff, get back to the calls here. But before we do that, BT, there are two tweets from Mark Feinsand, baseball reporter.
Baseball stuff. Mark's good. I like Mark. What do you got? He's more Yankee-oriented, right?
Ryan Helsley, he used to be, but I think now it's just in general, MLB in general. Ryan Helsley, one of the most popular trade targets with no less than a half dozen teams. Interested among the suitors for Helsley, you know, and obviously for the Cards.
Cards, yep.
Yankees, Mets, Dodgers, Phillies, Rangers, and Blue Jays. So
okay.
Yankees and Mets bolted on him. And one more.
You're not getting him for, your 37th prospect. I mean, you got six teams who are trying to win a World Series. You're going to have to give something up big time.
He's going to command a lot.
I know.
That's a big time arm. That's one that I want either the Mets or the Yankees to get. And then find Sam one more on Luis Robert Jr. He's on the radar of several teams, including the Mets. Center fielder struggled to play for the past two seasons, but his past 6 weeks he's been on fire. And he goes into some of the numbers. I don't need to give you that, but it's at least there's more legitimacy to it, other than just doing the Mets being like, hey, here's a center fielder who might be available. I think the Mets are going to go big game hunting here, like big time, trying to really improve themselves at the trade deadline.
But you know they're going to get another arm in the bullpen.
Yeah, but,
you know,
but I want a big one.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, that would be the big one. Bednar from the Pirates.
What is he, 12 for 12 saves? Pitching very well.
Yeah, he's been an all-star.
I know. He's good arms out there, dude.
Yeah, BT and Sal on the fan. Brad is in Mineola. What's up, Brad?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Good.
All right, so the reason why I say Suarez over Robert, and that's my thought, is that I believe that more comes back with Suarez than it does Robert. If it's like a one-for-one, or it's like, let's say, Acuna and someone else for Robert, I'm cool with it. Seeing Vientos yesterday just basically brought me back to the playoffs, and it's very hard to even think about getting rid of him. But obviously, at this point, every season is its own season. And right now, the Mets are like one or two moves away from being the number one contender to win the whole thing. So you got to do what you have to do. But in my opinion, getting Suarez and getting a guy like Zach Gallen, or possibly getting Shelby Miller, even though he's injured, or Kevin Ginkle, who was having an off season, but he, the last 2 years, was lights out. I think you get more from Arizona than you do from Chicago. I want to know your thoughts about that.
I would prefer Robert myself, and thank you for the call. And the reason why, Brad, is because he's a better fit. He's a center fielder.
Yep.
Suarez is appealing, sure. He's also just a specific rental, which I'm not opposed to, and I wouldn't mind getting one of the pitchers back, but I would rather get Robert in center field and live with Mauricio at third than I would live with McNeil and Taylor in center field and get Suarez at third.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that, yes.
Dude, you bat Mauricio ninth.
Yeah.
He's going to be solid defensively. He's got the potential to be a star offensively.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not worried about third base right now with the way that Mauricio has shown. And worst case, you could go back to Beatty, assuming that you do trade Vientos. But at least they have some options there, whereas they need a center fielder.
Yeah, I was just looking for this when you were speaking, too. The x-rays look like they came back favorably for Suarez.
Yeah.
But I guess there's still some internal concern. Like, he was going to maybe miss a little bit of time. Nothing broken. So that's good, but that is a tough time to get hit in the hand. What do you got there, Hoffy?
You breaking news here, Hoffy?
Yeah, it's pretty big, actually, because Boone just was on with the guys from
John Boy, Talking Yanks.
Luis Gil's going to go 75 pitches today. If all goes well, he's starting this weekend versus the Marlins.
There you go. Okay, so the decision for the Yankees, and Susan and I talked about this, And I talked to Boone about this a while ago when I was asking him about Hill, this months ago. And the decision for the Yankees was, do we stretch him out that last start down there, or do we do it up here? And we have our answer. So one more start, 75, call them up.
And then he's going to pitch this weekend.
And he's going to pitch this weekend for the Yankees. So
Freed tonight for the Yanks.
Yeah, make sure that blister's okay. Freed has not been very good the last five or six starts. The numbers are very different.
Right. I'm just trying to go over the rotation here in my head.
Rodon.
Right.
Will Warren has not been very good lately.
Stroman has been god-awful.
Stroman's terrible.
Schlittler last night.
Good stuff. I trust him.
So what do you do with Heel back in the rotation? Is it Stroman out, or is it Schlittler out, I would think? You're not going to move Warren, right?
He has not been as good. Like, I liked him the first. I still like him. He's got a lot of strikeouts, but he's been getting knocked around. I don't know that he's cemented there.
Right.
I think I'd rather, honestly, Sal, I'd rather have Schlittler right now than Warren pitching as a starter.
Well, that's kind of what I'm saying. Yeah. So you have Freed, Rodon, Heel once he comes back.
Yep.
Then you're going to have to fill out the next two. So who are you going to go?
I would go with Schlittler in there.
And then it's going to be Stroman or Warren.
Who's better equipped to come out of the bullpen? I would say probably Warren, because he averages about 10.5 strikeouts per nine.
Oh God,
and Stroman doesn't.
I know, but you keep Stroman in the rotation. Woof.
I don't know. I don't like Stroman. I don't think he's very good.
The Yanks might need another arm. Yeah, he's.
I know.
I hated the signing to begin with.
I didn't mind it early, but now I don't know why he's back.
Yeah, but either way, it's going to be Hoff, stay on that. See if Booney says anything with the talking Yanks guys with John Boy and Jake.
Especially about Spencer Jones. I know that they asked him. Yeah. I'm curious what he says about that.
I don't know if he's going to have a good answer on that, you think?
He's got to have an answer.
Well, about calling him up. I'm thinking about trading. Right.
Yeah, sure. You calling him up, Skip?
I was more thinking about trading. So, yes, calling up Spencer Jones and also how he would plan to fill out that rotation, because I would be curious to see if they're going to stick with Schlittler and what they would do with the other spot in that rotation. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. We will get back to the calls when we come back. 888-808-1019.